Let me break it down for you.
All the shit you need to know.
You have my undivided attention.
This is what happens when the government interferes with business. Government is bad, business is good, free market.
You just babble about defense budgets in the United Nations and then you pass out.
Right here on the Splainers podcast.
I can explain.
Antibiotics are used to treat a wide range of infections and diseases caused by bacteria. Before we had antibiotics, people could die from a small scratch. Since their creation in the 1940s, millions of lives have been saved. However, due to overuse and the incredible development of the human bodies, these days, some diseases have built up a resistance to antibiotics. This is happening at an alarming rate, and now it's fallen to doctors and the public to educate themselves on how to slow their antibiotic intake. Annette Douglas is a doctor and owns a number of general practices in Hobart. We spoke about how she and her doctors educate their patients on over-antibiotic use and the struggles they face with getting the message out.
I think over the last 10 years, there's been a lot of education from GPs to patients about that, but there's still a lot of misinformation out there. Dr. Google also plays a part in this, and I don't think sometimes that Dr. Google is particularly helpful, because people ascribe their symptoms to, or they ascribe them how they want to ascribe them, and so it's not necessarily an accurate diagnosis in a lot of cases.
Leslie, I typed your symptoms into the thing up here and it says you could have network connectivity problems.
These antibiotic-resistant diseases are called superbugs. Something that patients can do to slow the development of superbugs is take their full course of antibiotics and trust their doctors. They might not need a script. I admitted to Annette that in the past I had pressured my GP to give me a script for something just because I felt so terrible and believe antibiotics were the only answer.
You're not alone. Try as we might to, you know, educate patients. Mostly people just want a quick fix, and that's what they see antibiotics as, even if it's not going to work. They, you know, what they come in, they just want a script for whatever, because it's in their mind it is the quick fix, and sometimes or often it's going to make no difference.
And unfortunately that just can't keep happening.
No, that's exactly right.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a miracle drug.
No, there is not.
Avoiding the GP is not the answer either. Annette had some basic tips on how you should approach visiting the doctor and why you should take your full course of antibiotics.
Yeah, I think if you are unwell and your symptoms aren't settling down over a number of days, then yes, going and seeing the GP is certainly the most sensible thing to do. But it's not going in saying, look, I just need some antibiotics, because in most cases that's actually not necessarily the case. If you look at, say, the case of a bladder infection, there's a certain load of bugs in the bladder causing the symptoms, if you like. So if you take, say, 2 or 3 days worth of antibiotics, your symptoms will improve enormously. But in fact, there's probably still quite a load of bugs in your bladder, and you haven't actually got rid of the entire infection. So the course is designed for maximum effect, to get rid of the maximum, you know, load of bugs in a particular infection. And I guess the course of antibiotics just hasn't been made up. It's been well researched, well documented, and so that's why we're advising that this particular case is a 5-day course or a 10-day course. There is a lot of evidence behind the advice as to how long you should take your antibiotics for.
So next time you're offered antibiotics by the GP, maybe ask again if you really need it. And of course, there are exceptions where taking the risk is never worth it. So ultimately, trust your GP, because they didn't go to medical school for 10 years for nothing.
If you have some moles, I will inspect them.
I'll remove tumors from your brain to your rectum.
Between the two of us, there is no wall. We're a surgeon and a doc above it all. Surgeon and the doc above it all.
This episode of the Splainers podcast was written, recorded, and produced by Chloe McKenzie from the Next podcast team.